Finance and China's decision to restrict exports of rare earth minerals is to be challenged at the World Trade Organization. The US, EU and Japan will reportedly file the suit with the Global Trade Watchdog.
China is the largest producer of rare earths, which are used in the production of a range of products, from computers and MP3 players to missiles. The US President Barack Obama says China hasn't been playing by the rules.
We want our companies building those products right here in America. But to do that, American manufacturers need to have access to rare earth materials, which China supplies. Now, if China would simply let the market work on its own, we'd have no objections. But their policies currently are preventing that from happening. And they go against the very rules that China agreed to follow.
President Obama there. Let's go to the markets. And the Dow Jones ended the session overnight at a five-year high. The Nasdaq gained 56 points. The S&P 500 also made ground. And in London, the FTSE rose 63 points. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $106 a barrel. Tapis crude's at $134 a barrel. And gold this morning's at $1,685 an ounce. The Australian dollar is buying $1.05, 80 euro cents, and almost 67 pence sterling.